Hi, this is Mrs. Layton, reading Chapter 15, Being Brave.
Oh, no, whispered Mona. She turned with wide eyes to Mr. Hartwood, who looked horrified, too. Tilly was shaking, twisting her tail this way and that.
What will we do? What will we do? She repeated.
Mona gazed back at the tree. All the lanterns were out, at least on the left, but maybe some were still lit on the other side? She had no chance to find out, for at that very moment, the wolves slunk into the clearing.
I thought I saw something, said one.
It was the wolf wearing the badge around his neck. He looked up at the dark side of the tree and shook his head.
Well, you didn't, said another. It was just your imagination.
He growled in frustration.
And now you're making me imagine things, too. I swear I can smell 'em,
another wolf sniffed.
I can, too. I can, too. Over there.
The wolf pointed with his nose in the very direction of the bushes where they were hidden.
He sniffed deeply. This isn't imagination. I smell meat. I smell fur. I smell food.
Mona's heart raced. Mr. Hartwood and Tilly were pressed up against her. She could feel Mr. Hartwood trembling and the pounding of Tilly's heart. The sound of sniffing filled the air. Any second now, the wolves would find them. The wind was only a whisper now, but strong enough to carry their scent to the wolves' noses. Strong enough to sway the branches of the big tree and reveal a flicker of light.
A lantern!
It had to be. The lanterns were still lit on the other side of the tree. But the wolves would never see them now. Not unless Mona did something. And so she did. She burst out of the bushes before Tilly or Mr. Hartwood could stop her.
The wolves saw her at once. Hey! Cried one. That meat is mine. No, it's mine, cried another.
Mona scurried faster than she ever had before, as fast as a jackrabbit. The wolves were right behind her. She hopped over the roots, tumbled over a fallen twig, regained her footing, and ran to the other side of Brumble's tree. The lanterns were still lit on this side, but Mona did not stop to admire them, not at all. She flung herself into the opening, landing with a thud against the bear's great furry side. She had made it. Her breathing was sharp and quick, and her heart was pounding. Brumble's eyes flickered open. He had fallen asleep again.
Mona,
he started.
Hush, said Mona. The wolves, she whispered, gesturing to the opening.
Oh, said Brumble, nodding knowingly, and they both pricked their ears to hear.
The lights are here. It is the tree, said one of the wolves. It's as fancy as I figured, said another. It isn't as big as I thought, either.
Big enough, Wince, stop your complaining. No wonder we smelled all those tasty treats. We're here, we found it.
The Hartwood at last.
Hush, hush, not too loudly, or we'll alert them. We've got to be sneaky.
What are you, stupid? That mouse will alert them right away. Come on.
I can't smell any animals, only
peppermint, griped Wince.
Minty meat. Yum, said another.
Forget it. It's the lights that matter.
Yeah, said another.
And look, the door is open. Come on, you and me, Wince. We'll go first.
Mona pressed herself against the side of the tree, holding her breath, peering through a small knothole, watching as the two wolves began to creep their way in. Brumble's fur bristled. And then,
roar!
Brumble's growl shook the tree from top to bottom.
cried the two wolves as they flew backward, tumbling over each other. Their eyes were wide with fright.
What is it? What's going on?
Cried the others, but the two wolves had no time to respond. For out came Brumble, no longer slow or bumbling, but huge and ferocious, standing on his hind legs and roaring. The wolves cowered. Brumble growled and swatted at the air. The pack of wolves, too stunned to fight back, whimpered, turned tail, and fled. Fled into the forest, fled across the stream, fled and were gone into the darkness. Brumble snorted and dropped down to all fours with a satisfied grump. He lumbered back into his den. He gave a big yawn.
Ha, that should teach him.
Thank you, said Mona. I promise I won't bother you again. But Brumble didn't respond. He was already asleep. Mona smiled and suddenly felt very tired herself. Tired, but happy. The plan, her plan, had worked.